A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're considering the Word of God from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 34 and 35. The scripture says, "And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard, and smote him, and slew him." Verse 36 now says, "Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, saying he hath defied the armies of the living God." There was a problem at hand. The whole of the army of Israel, including King Saul, were faced with a problem, and the name of this problem was Goliath of Gath. It was a problem that Saul could not handle despite his anointing and despite his kingship. He couldn't use his kingship, his position, his authority or power or ability to solve this problem. Saul couldn't use his armor. It was a major problem. And now David came to the scene and saw this problem, saw this giant defying the armies of the living God. And David was ready to confront this giant and remove the shame and the insult from the children of Israel. But Saul wouldn't let him, because according to Saul, David was but a youth. He was a young person, and there was no way he could confront this champion from his youth. There was no way he could confront this giant of a man who had been a champion from his youth and overcome him. And David gave us one major principle of life. David shared the testimonies of the things that God has done in his life, the testimonies of past victories, of past wonders of God in his life. And this is why we must also remind ourselves of the past goodness of God, of the past wonders and the miracles of God in our lives. There are times we are confronted with certain issues that are bigger than us, challenges and troubles of life that are overwhelming. What we should do at such a situation is not to whine or cry or go into depression or be despaired of life. Some at such situation begin to think about suicide. No, rather than being despair and despondent, what you should do is to call to mind the past wonders of God in your life. Call to mind the visitations of God in your life, the things that God has done. If you're able to point to one thing that God has done for you, one victory that he has given to you, one breakthrough that he has brought your way, one testimony that you have ever shared, remember, call it to mind. Share these things to yourself and tell yourself the same God who did it in time past is alive. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Hebrews chapter 13 and in verse number 8, never forget, dear listener, that when challenges of life come, because they will come, when problems or issues that are bigger than you confront you, rather than cry, rather than whine, call to mind the goodness of God, the past victories you have recorded, the blessings of the Lord, the things that God has done in your life as a mark of the faithfulness of God towards you. Call it to mind and remind yourself, he did it before, he will do it again. He has not changed and he will never change. That is the God we serve. And so David shared the testimonies of the past victories that God has granted unto him. He said, "Lions came and bear came to take a kid from the lamb, and I rose up and I fought against them." And David acknowledged that it was God that delivered him from the hands of the bear and of the lion. And now he said, "This problem that I am facing at this present time will be as one of those problems that God solved in the time past." Dear listener, what are you going through at the very moment? Remember, you had an issue some time ago, but God resolved the issue for you. In case there is nothing you can point to in your life, remember, there are people who have faced certain issues, similar issues in their lives, and God resolved those issues for them. Have you heard the testimony of the goodness of God for a neighbor, for a friend, for a church member, for a colleague at work? If you are able to point to someone that God has done it for before, then remind yourself that God is not a respecter of person. What he has done for one, he will do for the other. He will do it for you also. So never allow for the scarcity of testimonies on your lips. Don't let testimonies be scarce. Talk about the goodness of God in the congregation of the saints and to those who care to listen. Talk about what he has done before, and he will do it again. God will do it again. The principle, therefore, is he has done it before, he will do it again. Secondly, you must understand that it is in the little things and in lonely places that we prove ourselves capable of the big things. Here, David was proving to Saul that in little things and in lonely places, I have proved myself, and therefore I am qualified and competent to handle this big thing. Never forget, dear listener, it is in the little things and in lonely places that we prove ourselves capable of the big things. Don't attempt big things now. Start with the little things. Start attempting little things in your life. Start handling little things. And it is in little things and in secret places, lonely places, where nobody is seeing you, that is where you prove yourself capable of handling the big things. If you have not been able to handle the little things, how would you be qualified or competent to undo big things? If you have not been able to deal with little challenges, how will you be able to deal with big challenges? To undertake those big things, therefore, you must first successfully undo the little things. Don't look down on those little things that you have been asked to do. Are you in an organization, a church, or a place of business, in a family, in any setting? And have you been handled the little things? Do those little things diligently. Don't forget, the Bible says, whatever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. If you are able to do those little things in lonely and secret places well, then you prove yourself capable of handling the big things. Some people have not handled little things well, and they want to handle the big things. It does not work that way. You will be a colossal failure if you have not succeeded at little things and you want to go for those big things. Let us therefore learn from David. He succeeded with a little thing, as little as lion and bear. And now he found himself standing before Goliath. I am able to face this Goliath of God because I have proved myself. I have shown what my God is capable of doing. He has demonstrated it in my life when I faced the lion and when I faced the bear. Don't forget, it is in the little things and in lonely places that we prove ourselves capable of the big things. Do you want to do big things? And do the little things you are in your hand now, and do them well. And then God will commit into your hands the bigger things. May you be found faithful and competent in the little things that have been committed into your hands. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let there be testimonies of your wonders in my life. Let me have wonders of you, the living God, to point to. Let me have the miracles, the goodness, the faithfulness of you, the living God, to point to in my life. Let me not lack testimonies. Let me not lack your wonders. Let me not lack evidences of your goodness in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, and so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, give me the grace to prove myself competent at the little things. Help me to show myself faithful at the little things you have committed into my hands. Let me not fail you at little things. Let me not disappoint you at little things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, you are too faithful to fail. You are too faithful to disappoint. What you have done before, the great things you have done before, do in my life again. the testimonies of your greatness that we have read, that I have read, that I have heard, the great things you have done in other people's lives, do in my life also. Because you are not a respecter of person, do it for me also in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I pray for you in the name that is above all names, that your life, your destiny will not lack testimonies. You will not lack testimonies of the goodness of God, or the faithfulness of God, of the power and the ability of the Almighty God in the precious name of Jesus. And I pray that in the little things of life, God will give you the grace to prove yourself capable of big things. May you be found faithful. May you be found competent in the little things committed into your hands in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the testimonies of the goodness and the faithfulness of God you have read and you have heard will be replicated in your life and in your destiny. You have heard the testimonies of others. It is your turn to testify. God will give you great testimonies. God will give to you the token of his goodness, of his faithfulness, in the precious name of Jesus. You will have something great to show to the praise of the name of the Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Support Daily Impact with Grace Man by praying. Pray for me and pray for this program. Also, forward this message and share the link with your contact. You can also support with your financial donations. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is @YemiGraceMan. The Lord bless you as you do. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.